You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And on this Friday morning from Borgata, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. You know, reminder, of course, the regular, you know, radio thing is always there for you to listen to our show and station. But so, too, is the Odyssey app, and so, too, is YouTube. So make sure you check us out in whatever form and fashion works for you. And if you ordinarily can do one but not something, you don't think to do the other thing, well, no, the other things are options, including going back and listening later in the day. So if you enjoy our show but hear a certain portion but can't hear others, like maybe you're still sleeping at 6 a.m. or whatever, Odyssey app, YouTube, you can go back and check it out as that audio is all housed and stored there for you. So check it all out. This segment, we're going to get to more of what was said yesterday by the afternoon show about the competition, me and Jack. A lot of stuff going on here, and we're going to be very heavy on the phones this segment as well.
Not John Ritchie has a question for you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
During the break.
Not John Ritchie. Oh, did I go ahead, John?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Just pimping.
Talk about
just
it.
Pimping you.
Talk about an insult.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, John. My apologies for both Joe and myself there. During the break, did you go into the bathroom to make sure that someone was listening to your show in the stall here at Borgata?
No. Well, certainly that was not why I went into the bathroom. And I can confirm, at least with what I heard, I did not hear anybody listening to us in the stall.
Okay.
Devin, were you here for that a couple weeks ago?
I was here, yes.
That was wild.
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty weird.
For those who don't know what Jody's talking about, a few weeks ago, I go into the bathroom in a commercial break, and because our audio's, you know, delayed by a few seconds, because, you know, if someone curses, we got to be able to hit that button so it doesn't make the air. So we're, you know, here, we're a few seconds ahead of what you hear out there. And I go into the bathroom quickly after a break, and there's someone in the stall, like, taking the, you know, doing the business, and I hear my voice. I mean, it was astounding. I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, I was astounding. Because, Jody, you know.
Jarring, I think, is a word.
It was
jarring.
A little jarring.
That's a good word, James.
Jody, as a longest tenured radio person here, you encounter some weird stuff from time to time. But, I mean, that's up there.
Never. Never. I've been doing this longer than you. Never happened to me. I can guarantee you that.
That was wild. All right, a lot of calls this segment. Drop of the week later this segment as well. Drew in Westchester right now. Hi, Drew.
Good morning, folks. I will get to my Phillies comment in a second, but, you know, first, I refrain from commenting too much on Joe versus Jack. I'm a big fan of both of you, obviously, but Joe, I would just say, you know, be you, talk your stuff, and look at the Phillies-Braves playoff series as inspiration. You know, you take game one, you drop game two, you come back and win the series. I think you're in a good spot here.
I appreciate that, and I agree with you. I mean, what I'm trying to avoid is an 0-1 Sixers or 0-9 Phillies versus the Yankees. I mean, I say 0-1 Sixers versus the Lakers. 0-9 Phils and 22 Phils, all of whom got, you know, game one of the championship round. So Drew, I expect to win this thing 3-2. Time will tell, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's some bad examples, too, but, you know, those Phillies five-game series, you know, more often than not, you take game one work out. So So yeah, so I read the Gelb piece, and I'm glad that they, you know, seem willing to part with prospects. I think that's the right mentality. My worry is I'm concerned they may be focusing on the wrong thing. I think I read the word bullpen or reliever like 20 times in that piece. And a high leverage reliever is only valuable if you can actually score runs to get him the ball with the lead in a playoff game. And I just worry that there's too many holes in this lineup right now, where I think that's where the focus really needs to be. I know you say, Joe, it's on the guys here, but you got to get protection for Bryce. You can't have these automatic outs in the bottom of the lineup either in October.
I mean, Drew, I'll just be honest. I have flip-flopped on this 77 times. They're both such big holes. Devin, where are you now? Bullpen or outfielder?
We've been talking about this for three months. And I've changed my mind. I don't want to say I've changed my mind several times. I think it's been like three. I started bullpen, switched to outfield bat, kind of went back to bullpen. Now I'm like, can they just get one of each? Because the bullpen, I kind of told myself, well, okay, if the starting rotation is as good as it is now and Andrew Painter comes up and pitches like the starting pitcher that we expect him to, then you can move a Jesus Luzardo, you can move a Ranger Suarez into the bullpen, and that solves that in the postseason. I don't know if it's that simple anymore, because Luzardo, I know he just had a great outing, but he's been kind of up and down. We don't know where Andrew Painter is going to be. So I still would like some help there. But I kind of agree with what Drew's saying. Like, I know pitching is important, but you also have to score runs. Like, the Phillies haven't gotten or given their pitchers much run support for as outstanding as the starting rotation has been, especially. Right now I'd probably say an outfield bat over a bullpen piece.
Yeah, Drew, one thing I'll say Devin hit that is on point for me totally is – I don't have as much confidence in throwing these starting pitchers into the bullpen as I used to.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's changed.
Painter might not get up here this year. Mm-hmm. Mick Abel might not get back up. And I don't mean September call-up. I mean meaningful, August and October. Like, Painter and Abel might not get here this year.
Mick did look good for, just so people know, he pitched yesterday, six shutout, one hit.
Good. Four,
so he was awesome. So
a good bounce back.
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah, that's important. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you, my man. A rant or non-rant, a very memorable and great public comment by a public figure. It's got a little funny element to it.
All right. We're
not funny, or funny the way we interpret it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go for it here. Well, I'm the best corner in the game, and when you try me with a starry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you gonna get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Pretty sure. Good.
Oh. Work selling it, Drew.
Richard Sherman.
He sold it well.
He did. Devin,
we
as
not
a sideline
sells today.
Yeah, Devin, as a sideline reporter. I mean, I thought Aaron Andrews did a great job with that, but I mean, that would have to be a kind of an awkward spot.
I remember watching that and being like, oh, wow, that's, I don't know what you do in that situation. And that was, when was that? That was like, I didn't even
think it was 2014.
I didn't know. I think I was like just graduating college at that point. Yeah, no, really awkward. But I think she handled it well from what I can remember. I'm impressed Drew just got that word for word. Like, did he go back and memorize the script for that? Or
yeah, he might have.
Nailed the performance.
He might have. I mean, Jody, another classic is Bart Scott with Sal Pal.
Yes.
And it's so good. I mean, there's a million. I mean, guys, we could do this for 10 straight shows. And great. I mean, no one has said Dennis Green today.
I didn't think of Dennis Green.
There are so many big answers.
And Bart Scott gets said more because it's shorter. As Devin just pointed out, he had to memorize that quote. It doesn't get any easier than can't wait.
Yeah. It's so good, man. That was pretty solid there, Jody Mack. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Joe. What's going on, fellas, ladies? How you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
So by ladies, you've established me as a hi, Joe, and then I heard ladies. Mm. So, ladies,
is he questioning Mac
Man
me?
Or
Hold on,
Seltzer?
Let me check. Yeah, he got that wrong.
Mac Man or Seltzer?
Well, I don't know who's in the.
No, Rhea's out today. What
show.
Could be Richie?
I don't know who's in the show, so I just try to cover everybody. You know what
no,
I mean?
All good, buddy.
But your new nickname is Dookie Hauser.
Why is that?
You like to go in and we eat our burgers and fries and relieve yourself. You know what I mean? And
So I didn't eat McDonald's and then go to the bathroom at McDonald's. I ate somewhere else. 5, 10 minutes away, then hit McDonald's.
That's even worse, though. You know what I mean?
I agree.
No, no, well, no, no. No, no. Chuck, here's the worst, and I've done it. Because you can do the eat at McDonald's, go to the bathroom right at that McDonald's. The worst is eat at a McDonald's, get in your car and drive, and have to stop at a different McDonald's to go to the bathroom. Believe me, I've done it.
That's something else.
Yeah.
You are one of a kind. Listen, here's the thing, right?
Let me say this about KFC while I'm at it. Here's my official statement about KFC and Taco Bell.
We need your official statement.
My official statement on KFC and Taco Bell. It seemed like a good idea on the way in.
Mm.
Just going to leave it there. All right, go ahead, Chuck.
No, listen,
thanks for leaving it there.
First of all, F1 was a terrific movie. I recommend anybody go see it. I'm going to go watch it again in the IMAX, though. That young kid, Denson Idris, he's a terrific.
It's solid.
Actor.
I'm not saying it's not solid. I'm saying it could have been better.
Brad Pitt is a good actor. Now, what did you like about it? I mean,
Just lack of character development. I just thought it was very, very flat with regard to really. I don't remember all of it now. It was about 2 weeks ago I saw it, but I just thought that they could have done more with the story. They could not have done more with the auto racing stuff. But the story, I thought they could have and should have done a better job, particularly because in Top Gun.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And they did both times, and I thought they did not this time.
Well, I'm going to say something about the Phillies real quick, right? And I want to touch on Jack and you real quick on something. Listen, push your chips in for the chip. That's where I'm at with the Phillies. Push your chips in for the chip. You got one of the best center fielders out there. Go get him from the Twins. Byron Bax Buxton. I want him. I give him Painter, and I'll give him Crawford to get the top three center fielder in this game here with the Phillies. You know what I mean? That right there will put us over the hump. Go
James,
get Byron
James, what is that? James, what does that take?
He's
James.
A super talented guy. He just has never been able to stay healthy. He's like the all-time, you know, talent is there when he plays. Yep. He hits bombs. He's very good. But he is, I don't know if he's ever made it through a season healthy. He's like an all-time can't stay on the field guy.
Wow. He's healthy now, no.
He's healthy right now. He is healthy right now. That is true.
I want to win a chip this year, and if he's healthy right now, I'm taking my chances with him. I just am. Like, you know, this guy is terrific. You know, he's the third best outfielder, you know, in Twins history, as long as they existed. So, I mean, I would
sometimes that stuff works. I remember when the Mets got Cespedes, and they didn't win the World Series, but they got to it. I also remember when who was that great left-handed hitter that the Astros and Mets both had? Played a million years.
A great left-handed hitter for the Astros.
Like really, really good left-handed
hitter. Danny Heath.
No, the guy that went wild in the playoffs with the Astros.
Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, he's a
switch hitter. He was a great addition.
He's a switch hitter, so that's probably why I get thrown out.
And by the way, in one of the worst trades ever, he got dealt by the Giants the Mets
for
Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, Zach Wheeler.
Wait, what?
Zach Wheeler
the Giants
was traded.
Had Zach Wheeler.
Oh, Wheeler. I thought you said Beltran got traded for Beltran.
Beltran got traded for Wheeler. Beltran was traded from the Mets to the Giants. The prospect traded from the Giants to the Mets was Zach Wheeler.
Well, I'll say this. The Mets didn't really benefit.
That's true. I mean, Wheeler was hurt too often.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. That's more like.
No, it didn't help. It's just an interesting note. I don't think it helped the Mets that much.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got you. All right, Chuck, me and Jack, what are you thinking?
Joe, I got to go to work, man. Listen to me. Hear me out. You need to, you know what I mean? You up there. Listen, you know, get your bravado back, man. You know, you're like Floyd Mayweather, right? People don't want to come out and watch you win.
Boy, he was boring.
They want to come out and watch you lose. So therefore, you know, you got to be the bad guy. You got to be the antagonist. You know what I mean? Rocky III wouldn't have been nothing without Clubber Lane.
Hey, woman.
That's what it is.
Hey, woman.
Exactly. That's what you got to be. You got to be the antagonist.
She come down here. I'll show you what a real man is.
What a real man is. Why don't you come over to my apartment? Come over to my apartment later on tonight.
Should I call Mrs. Fritz? Hey, Mrs. Fritz.
Rain it in.
Hey, Mrs. Fritz. What? I bet you lie in that bed and wish you had a real man. Chuck,
you got to be the bad guy. Ali and Frazier was great.
I'd like to apologize to Jill for anything that happened in the last minute and a half on the radio.
All right, Chuck, give me an answer, pal, for a really memorable rant or non-rant, but something a public figure said.
Well, I'm going to go right here in our hometown. I'm going with Mayor Ed Rendell, the wussification of fans.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, after the Vikings Eagles game got that's a great answer right there. Yeah, we have become a nation of wusses, he said. Great answer. here's a fact about that Mr. T scene you probably do not know. Mr. T's mom was so unhappy with Mr. T participating in that scene, she really gave him a verbal scolding, and he actually decided then and there to act different moving forward, even in certain roles, because she said you shouldn't be disrespectful to a woman.
That's wild.
Even though it was a film. That's a fact.
Like it's playing a character. It's
playing
on
a character.
Yeah.
Playing a character. But his mom was so disgusted with that. I mean, obviously, she was hard-lined probably the way she was raised and just said there's a way to act, and, you know, it's like, you know, bend the rules a little bit. It's a movie, but that's a fact.
And Mama knows best.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know who's proud of Chuck from Mount Airy today?
Who's that?
Lee Elia.
Why's that?
Said he had to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Good point, Jody. Nice bringing that back. That was good.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Armin Chevy.com. We'll get to drop of the week coming up shortly. So, Jody, you know when you're here, we do five questions with the Mac Man. Mm-hmm. We're on to question three now.
Which means we're not getting a five.
He'll get him in. Yeah, I'm a get it in kind of guy. Question number three for you, Jody. What is your personal answer to this question? Not how you surmise people voted, but your opinion to this question. Prior to the trade deadline, do you think the Phillies will make what in the moment feels like a big move? Yes or no? Do you think they will?
Do I think they will or do I think they should?
Do you think they will?
Again, yeah, need to define big move.
No definition other than B-I-G. Big move.
Yeah, I think they're going to, yes. Again, by my definition of big, which might
not
be.
So like a Hunter Pence or bigger move? Like Hunter Pence.
There you go. Good definition. Right?
Hunter Pence was a big move.
It was.
But it was the bottom end of big move. Cliff Lee was a bigger move.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, they'll reach the Hunter Pence level.
Yeah, that level.
At least, yes.
Okay, all right.
And maybe they might go all the way to Cliff Lee.
They could. I mean,
That's a possibility. That's not a 0% chance. It's a lesser, but it's not a zero. Above 50%, they do something at least at the Hunter Pence level.
How do you think people voted on this one? Do you think they'll make a big move? What feels like a big move?
More than 50% again.
55% say no.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's not good. That's not faith in your general manager.
Morale is low. Morale is low with Phillies fans this season.
And that ticks me off.
Why?
Because they're better than that. You shouldn't, if you're a fan of this team where they sit here today, your morale shouldn't be low.
But his trade deadlines have stunk. They have.
Yeah, they've been very underwhelming.
I mean, really horrible.
I think that fans are
fatigued. So it's a Dombrowski thing you're telling me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But he's had other good trade deadlines elsewhere.
Fair.
So he needs to turn back the clock a little bit.
But, you know, we just care about basically what's here. All right, Jody, question four for you in five questions today. So our other Twitter poll question is moving forward with the Joe versus Jack competition. Do you want Joe to be the haughty hammer or the humble hammer? Which do you want me to be, Jody?
Thinking about it.
I really am.
YouTube has an edge.
I know.
YouTube viewers have an
edge. I learned something earlier in the show.
Yeah, we're still here.
You have to win the people, someone said on this show. And if I want to win the people, I think I've got to go haughty hammer. But if I'm being honest to myself and the listeners, yeah, I like humble hammer better.
I am the little engine. I mean, I'm just trying to be the little engine that could.
That's the perfect walk down the middle.
I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
I'm just a little engine that could. If you could drive it any better right down the middle between haughty and humble, it doesn't get any better than I'm just a little engine that
could. I'm not even saying I am a little engine that could. I'm just trying to be a little engine that could. I'm 0-4 St. Joe.
Now you've dipped over to the haughty side.
No, I'm trying. I'm not even saying I will. Like, I'm 0-4 St. Joe's. I'm just trying to put up the fight.
Can you hear the cynicism from back there?
No, I mean,
I'm in an arena.
I'm in an arena with 2,000 people. Other schools got 20,000, 50,000 seat arenas. I got a 2,000 seat arena. 0-4 Hawks. Just trying to compete. All right, so Jody, how do you think people vote it?
Yeah, Hardy's going to win. They want you to talk trash. They want you to get in Jack.
What percentage?
And or Spike and or Ike's face. Over two-thirds, one-third. So I'll say 68%.
It's very close to 50-50.
Really?
54% want me to be the haughty hammer. 46% prefer the humble hammer. Devin, which do you prefer?
So it is conflicting because I think when you're haughty hammer, it's super easy for me to be on the show with you and be like, oh, I'm going to root for Jack because you're, you know, being haughty hammer and Joe. But when you're all humble all of a sudden, like you've been this week, I get all conflicted and I feel bad, you know, rooting for Jack and rooting against you. So I have to go with haughty hammer. Sure. I like heel hammer, honestly, the best, but I'll go haughty.
Devin.
Ray Diddy dropped that one on you.
Devin, I'm going to give you a question that you have either disappointed me with or you haven't answered because who are you rooting for?
Jack.
Still.
Well, see, I told you, when you're all humble and nice and like, the underdog.
Are you closer?
Are
you closer to rooting for me?
Yes.
Okay. Are we close?
Well, now that it's tied, it's like we have an even playing field again. So I feel like it could go either way.
I mean, we've almost had an even playing field the whole time. I just think I'm a better athlete. I don't say that much at this point because I'm trying to be respectful to my outstanding opponent. Do I think I'm a better athlete? I do. I'm not trying to be haughty. I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
See, my issue is like that even in any type of sport, I always tend to root for the underdog. What do you mean clearly?
Every
Joe is definitively
one
who doesn't make him the
it's
underdog.
Not even close.
Is him.
Everybody
else has got him as the underdog.
Devin, you can't pull that.
Devin,
you're the elite athlete.
Devin, Joe is a huge. He is a huge underdog.
Massive.
He has been from the moment this was announced. He has lost every poll, like 80-20.
I'm 16 years older than him.
It's not even close. He is a gigantic underdog.
If I was 26 and he was 10, 16 years would work to my advantage. When I'm 47 and he's freaking 31, it's a huge disadvantage.
Well, then why you're acting like Hottie Hammer?
Yeah, I'm just giving you facts.
You're such an underdog. Why are you acting like that? Now I'm more confused.
No comment.
Rooting for you.
James, we're going to have to do a reassess. James, it seems like every week we do a reassess poll on who you think will win.
Yeah, a lot of polls here.
But we need to do, because we haven't done this one in about 3 weeks, the who are you rooting for poll.
Yeah, we got to get back into that.
Maybe it's turned a little bit. With that said, Drop of the Week, a segment we enjoy. Let's crank it up, find out. Drop of the Week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, James, if you would, sir, please tell Lewis back in the studio helping you out there. And Lewis does a tremendous job. If he could round up all of the polls just from our show that have been related to the me and Jack thing. At some point here, I want to track for the audience the evolution of the polls. Because I know one of the original polls, who you're rooting for, and it wasn't even close to me. So maybe it'll change as time goes on. So if you could text me then, that would help. All right. For next week. Drop of the Week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. James Seltzer with a week with a lot of me and Jack stuff. What are we looking at?
Yeah, a lot of you and Jack stuff is what we're looking at. And a weird week because it starts high for you and ends lower. It's almost usually we just have drops here and there. This is like we're chronicling the week. So
but I also won golf a week and a half ago.
And yet it lingered. It lingered. Yeah. Speaking of which, it lingered for partial reason because Jody Mack was in on Monday, wasn't here for golf last week. The week started off with Jody giving you a little credit for the high road hammer while also taking a little shot at Jack.
Number one, happy for you for winning. And number two, proud of you that you didn't go bananas and just destroy him and make him look like the loser that he turned out to be. So I give you a lot of props.
Thank you, sir.
Just slid that in there.
You did, Jody. That was interesting. Okay.
Just checking. They did have a competition, and there was one winner and one loser, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That is correct.
I got that right.
All right, more. This humble, haughty thing has definitely been a theme. Ruben Amaro chiming in. Funny line.
Should I go all in to ask the crowd to go all in at Fritz and try to basically Bert Hooten him?
I would think that would be Bush League, and I would not do it. But I wouldn't put it past you.
That's pretty good. That's funny.
That was strong.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. A lot of soft talk on both ends. Rio with a pretty good line here about the afternoon show and where they get it.
No disrespect. I just talk my trash like I've been doing.
Look, Anthony, I think you bring up a lot of good points.
I think what he's saying is the afternoon show is soft. That's the takeaway.
Where do you think Jack gets it from?
Real soft.
Rio!
Yeah, Rio, off the top. What do you call it? Turnstile?
Top rope.
Turnbuckle.
Turnstile?
Turnbuckle. Sorry. Remember that George Animal Steel used to eat the turnbuckle?
Ate him every single time.
He'd eat the turnbuckle. That was great. All right, keep going, Joe.
All right, Joe. This is pre-baseball. It didn't work out the way you wanted, but I'm wondering if your mentality still is this. This was you leading into baseball.
And Tony says to Apollo, he doesn't think it's a damn show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Thinks it's a damn fight.
Right.
Finish this thing and let's finish this bomb and let's go home. Like, I think Jack and Spike and Ike this whole time, like, it's been a little, like, oh, a little fun thing. Like, I'm here to win. I'm here to win.
Conviction.
Yeah. And I still am. And look, I didn't win the last one, but I also remember didn't think I would win the last one. So, you know, bottom line is I needed to steal one of the first two. I did win tennis and win basketball when we're 2-2, and that's the path to victory. And I have not moved off of that at all.
All right, you did say you did not win this week, which was what happened, and we got to give a little credit where credit due. You don't hear this outside of football season. Ike's reaction to Jack's win.
Victory! Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Had to be a special day today to bring that out.
Yeah.
I don't bring that out for anyone.
Big deal, the victory.
Yeah, I was. I got a chuckle out of that, and that could win because look, that does define what the week was for Jack.
The stakes and the level of it all, and all that. Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. By the way,
but do you really want to give the win to a drop that took place on another show?
I don't want to, but I may have to.
Very humble hammer of him.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
is what it is,
Jody. You know,
I mean, I noticed. I will say this: I have noticed. I don't think John Ritchie would be doing that for me.
So, okay, I'm going to be honest. That's what kind of makes me like, okay, maybe I should have Joe's back here. Like, did you see in the video, Spike runs out to Jack after he wins with, like, the most joy I've ever seen?
Yes, I saw.
That's support. That's support. Meanwhile,
yeah.
Richie's just on vacation.
Look,
how dare he?
It's his choice. I mean, vacation's one thing, but all I ask is my guy just – prefer that I win, root for him.
I kind of feel bad here, but James and I showed, at least. We were there.
Oh, I know.
Don't point at me.
We were there. I'm just saying I was there.
That was a point. That was the audio didn't pick up the point, but the YouTube picked up. Jody Max is pointed at Devin.
I tried.
The outspoken Rhea Hughes.
Yeah.
Plymouth
no
Waymarsh
show.
Is far away.
It wasn't that far for Jody and I, but, you know, I live
in
the city,
I'm a South Jersey
too.
Guy. Yeah. I got over there.
Even Jolly got there, which was awesome.
Got there.
That was tremendous.
I'll be at the next, I promise.
All right. I appreciate
that.
We'll
believe it when we see it, Devin. Your loyalty is in question. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, we got to, unfortunately, have to play Spike and Drive of the Week. I can't let it win, but, you know, we have to let the audience know what was seen, and I do have to agree with Spike. You are very bad at running.
You know, we all say Joe's not an athlete. He's not an athlete. But, man, you can tell the guy's not an athlete by the way that he runs. He runs like somebody is holding his shoulders back.
He runs legs and stomach first.
Yeah, like crotch first.
Crotch first?
Yeah, like he's got a force field in front of his crotch or something.
Wow.
Wouldn't it actually be a force field in front of the other parts of the body holding me back? Or is he saying force field sucks me in?
Jack's like, wow.
Crotch first was a very funny one. I guess he's got it right, because like in Star Wars, they're getting sucked in by the Death Star. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the right one.
Yeah, crotch first will come up again in Drop
good
of the Week.
Lord. That's pretty good. Crotch first is pretty good.
Pretty good. Joe, I love this answer from you. This is the mindset right here. A caller, Coach Harris, I believe, I'm not sure, but a caller calling up to say, you know, what you need to do to win tennis. And you very clearly said what you need to do to win tennis.
What you need for tennis, because I played, and we've talked about this before in the past, you need reps. You need
Jeff, okay. what I need to win tennis is a tennis racket. That's all I need.
Really good line, Joe.
Thank you.
Credit where due.
Thank you, sir.
All right, three more.
I learned that, by the way, from Gale Sayers, who had one of the great sports lines of all time. What is it, Jody Mack? Gale Sayers, one of the most confident lines ever said by an athlete.
In real life or in
the
movie?
Real life. He said, he was so confident as a running back. He said, give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need. He's saying, just give me a slither of a hole, and I'll get the job done. That's confidence, man. All right, keep going.
All right, Joe, we somehow got into the, and it came up again today, the which bathrooms are the best to use, you know, which, you know, McDonald's versus, you know, department store. we got a comment from a UPS driver. This is what happened. You're getting a little support, though, on a certain topic. Mike Hand says, as a UPS driver, I'm with you, Joe. We know where, and he goes all caps for this. He knows where all the good bathrooms are.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
Got another one.
UPS?
Trust me, it's not about UPS. It's about IPS.
Really good line, Joe.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, no! My God.
Oh, he added to it. He already had dropped the mic. He picked it up and dropped it again.
Gonna have to make Drop of the Week next week. All right, let's get two more to get to. I think this is a little haughty hammer seeping out a little bit. That Joe, ultimately, this whole time, you're just looking out for Jack.
Plus, I'll say this: me attaching my name to his name with this competition has lent credibility.
You've upped his notoriety.
I'm looking out for the kid. Pretty good, right?
It was very good. It was good work. All right, last one. Our caller Jordan from Princeton, referenced before in this Drop of the Week segment. A great call to end the show yesterday.
All right, we're moving fast. Jordan, I need an answer fast. Silly but fun.
Just Joe, I learned something about you and I today. We both lead life crotch first. So
strong work right there.
That's
from
right.
Jordan.
That's
well
right.
Done. Solid.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. I think there's three that are all really strong. It's a matter of which one. Ike with the victory, Spike with the crotch first, or UPS IBS.
Well, I'll go UPS IBS because I want you to win and not them.
I go with Ike and victory. Jack deserves it. He needed that win.
Look,
he stepped
the
up.
The wow. Humble hammer.
Jack deserves it.
See, it's just not as fun.
That's
okay.
Fine. Ike is the person on that show who has annoyed me the least recently.
Because
so
let's also examine this reality. And James, you know this, knowing Jack the best. He might have, like, legitimately cried if he had lost.
So
like, he needed it.
He would never mentally recover from
yeah,
that,
I'm with
think.
That. Like, I think that for Jack, like, as a human being, he needed that win desperately.
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally agree.
All right. Well, congrats to Ike winning Drop of the Week on our show through his show. Well done, Ike. Well done, Jack. Hey, Got a Door and Window to the Weekend, where you can take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Kind of a quiet weekend of sports. I mean, you got the Phillies, obviously, with one more series before the All-Star break. You got Wimbledon coming down the stretch, men and women division of Wimbledon, divisions of Wimbledon. So good stuff there. And then, you know,
you're going to lock in on Wimbledon, see if you can pick anything up for the tennis.
Oh,
you know?
That's a good call.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be a mistake.
I don't know about that. Maybe when McEnroe's done, I have him as my
they
coach.
They play at a level that Jack versus Joe in tennis will not be played at.
Yeah, but Jody, let me just say this, and I mean this. It's not going to be about the level. I mean, that's part of it. It's who's got the Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe zest to compete.
Zest.
Yeah, that's what this
is. Zest there.
Yeah,
that's the right
zest.
Word.
You didn't have more zest than him going into baseball?
I had a lot of zest. He had more talent. I also just
That's
had a bad day.
That's what I'm saying. Talent wins.
Talent's big, in which I think I'm probably better in tennis, but I only base that on his public comments. I mean, what do I know?
Tennis seems like it's the most wild card one you guys have left, because I don't really know.
I think basketball is the biggest wild card.
But we know that you can shoot free throws. We know that Jack is more physical than
but
you.
But I would hope. I would
like
hope
tennis,
people.
Tennis, I feel like it could go either way.
I think it's basketball. I'll say this. I know people rip on me. Oh, you can shoot free throws. I hope people acknowledge, because I can shoot free throws, I can probably also make other shots.
Well, we're gonna find out.
I guess we will.
The question is, can you create shots? That's gonna be the real question.
Yeah, that is the question. All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
You have been quite humble, Joe, this past week and a half. And all they're doing on their show is keep talking crap on you. You have been nothing but nice. They need to calm down, like, quite a bit.
Hey, listen, it's an opinion that a lot of people have.
Joe, I have been team to camera since before the competition even started. After seeing your golf swing, I was a little hesitant to keep rooting for you, but somehow you pulled it out. After watching that 24-minute baseball coverage on YouTube yesterday, your swing looked terrible. I'm a little nervous. You seriously need to lock in for tennis.
I intend to, and I expect that I will likely win that.
You are so in Spike Eskin's head. He's spent almost 3 hours this week mentioning your name over and over again. You are in his head. You're going to win this competition. You know you're my guy.
I appreciate that. And there's something Spike does that's very odd when he discusses specifically me on their show. He consistently says, Joe DeCamera. Joe DeCamera. Joe DeCamera.
It's like your letter to Tom Bigby.
Yeah, it is. Like, isn't it? Like, aren't we familiar enough with each other at this point that I'd either be Joe or DeCamera? There's one time he said my name like five straight times in like 30 seconds. Very odd, but it's okay. Whatever he wants.
Yeah, Joe, you can never use the slogan that you're going to run for president. The way you ran in that video was a disgrace. Maybe you'll walk or light jog for president, but you will never run for president.
Well, that's very good.
An interesting point,
crotch
sir.
First.
Yeah, crotch first. That's right. Like Bill Clinton. And with that, we shut it down.
The time's yours, like line. Clinton. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and
by the way,
call
215-23-4500.
Yeah, we did.
All right. What do we got here? I want to play one piece of audio. Well, actually, let me get Rick in here quickly. Rick, go ahead, pal. How are you?
Got to go quick, I know. I purposely scheduled my day to go see that baseball thing. I played with White Marsh. Boy, what a field. We didn't play on that kind of field, I'll tell you that.
It was nice.
You know, it feels great. They could have charged $10 parking. As I'm walking up, it was like people coming to watch the fireworks. They had coolers. They had chairs. They were tailgating at this thing.
Rick, it was wild. All right, Rick, I got to move. Give me an answer. For the Adam Sandler tickets, a memorable either rant or not rant, but a public comment from a public figure that's kind of fun.
Norman Braman, I will never let dollars interfere with the future of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Randy White.
Reggie
White,
yeah,
will be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, listen, Rick, it was a notable one back then in the early 90s. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for that, but quickly before we do, let's play some audio of Jack. One more thing he said yesterday. I want to get Jody's thoughts. Go ahead.
Jack, what does it feel like after the last 2 weeks to now be in what people perceive as controlling this competition between you and DeCamera?
About time. You know, okay. It's about time. Well, so, again, I have no idea how tennis is going to go. Like, I just,
especially when you don't even try to play tennis beforehand?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'll get out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't know when we're going to do it, but yep. I'll get out there.
Okay.
But after that, like, tennis, I think we'll be fine. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. Running after what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident in that one.
Crotch first to camera.
Have you guys decided how far you're going to run yet?
No.
Still have not decided that.
Well, yeah. If it's more than 90 feet, then I would say that Joe is in trouble, as he had a lot of trouble just getting to first base.
Listen, there's facts in there. That's not wrong. All right, Jody, five questions with you. Fifth question, final, and we got to make it fast.
But give Spike credit. He called you Joe, not Joe DeCamera.
That time he did.
Yeah, he did.
All right, here's my quick, because Jody, I've had two goals in this thing. Number one is to win. Number two, eventually a goal became for John to actually root for me. Here's goal number three. Tell me if it's going to happen. For Jack Fritz to release the full video of his meltdown in golf. And to not do so only if he wins this overall thing and then feels he's comfortable and content. I mean, put it out. I mean, a video went out yesterday of me in baseball. I'm not blocking a video. I lost. Put out the freaking golf video.
Does he have control of that?
Of course he does.
Yeah, who has the
trust me. So, Jody, question five, and I need 5 seconds on this. Will he ever release the video?
If he's got it, the answer is no. He's going to keep the video under wraps. But that's, I think other Burn people it. Should be able to get it and get it out there to John Q. Public.
I'm with you. That's sad. All right, winning answer. What do we got? Seltzer, you make the call. Let's move fast. I think there's three to choose from. Playoffs? John Calipari and John Chan. I kill you. And Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
All great answers. I have 2 degrees from Temple. I will never vote against my guy, John Chaney.
John Chaney it is. Congratulations to Derek with the Chaney Calipari thing. Entertaining with all those answers we got today. Many great ones. Hey, have a great weekend. Wimbledon, Phillies. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you to Jody, who's been here this entire week filling in for John.
Thank you for having me.
Rich, you'll be back next week, and Rhea back next week. We'll talk to you next week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.